What are your what's wrong with your levels?
Your levels are twisted.
Well, that's why we're talking. This is a test.
Do you ever meet Monty Nolder?
No, this is a test. Hello. Hey, that's better. I'm better.
Hi.
Hey, Todd.
It's Monday Mass. It's Monday, and it's a Monday Mass, and today is, what's the date? Hold on.
October.
8:36 p.m.
No.
That's not.
What do you got?
Wait.
Stop. Oh, come on.
Hold
figure
on.
It out.
I'm working on it. Okay, it's Friday. Not actually Friday. Apparently, I haven't set my watch, but watch this, dude.
Dude, why are you so hot right here? Now we're trying. That was cool.
This is my watch?
This is my watch.
This is my watch. There are many like it, but this one is mine. That's the new. That's the new Star Wars dork by Nixon. With
wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, this is out now?
This will be. And guess who's the stormtrooper?
9:36 You.
I tell you the wrong time.
Another.
Every time.
Another awkward start. You know, actually I've had people tell me they like the way that this podcast starts. Because you don't really know if it's really started yet.
I think it's
like, what's happening?
It's before it gets boring.
And it starts getting boring. Right
now,
no. Okay. You know what? The sponsors' shouts are part of the shtick. Part of the thing.
If you guys can't handle the fact that we sold the windshield, screw you.
Hey, if you can't handle me at my most marketing, then you don't get me at my most.
If you can't handle me at my most moist.
If you can't handle my moistness, then get out of the kitchen with your pants off. You know what I'm saying? Your mother ever tell you that? Get out of the kitchen with your pants off. You've never heard that.
No.
Wow. I guess that's just my house.
Stop feeding the dog peanut butter with your ding dong.
Get out of the kitchen with your pants off, kid. Okay, let's get into the show.
This is the Monday Mass, and we are delivering. Are you? Don't tell me we blew that whole section.
No, peaks and valleys, folks. Peaks and valleys. Let me go here. What do I got? I'm just.
Are you peaking?
Turn, yeah, I need to be up a little bit.
You're never going
to
make it.
I need
DMT
to. There, whoa,
now.
There we go, dude. Hot. Now I'm coming in so hot.
Okay.
Now this is what the people want. This is what's up.
Let's give them the sponsor list because that's what they've been waiting for.
More me. Okay.
Here we go.
So we got some great news here. Adventure.io. We are part of Adventure.io. We're adventurous young men,
so
you and I.
So we are.
Well, Adventure.io has some new adventures up and ready for you right now. This one sounds really cool. So get the Adventure.io app right now. It's in the App Store on your phone. The adventures are in your phone, Todd. There's a fun one happening right now. This is a Maui adventure. So if you're going to be in Maui anytime soon or want to go there and go on an adventure, you can do exclusive Adventure.io trip. A doors-off helicopter tour with the WSL safety crew member Don Shearer. So, have you been watching Jaws events? You see that yellow helicopter that's out there? That's like the helicopter?
TC's helicopter?
No, that is on Oahu.
Oh.
TC's helicopter doesn't go, I don't think, to Maui. But Don Shearer's does. Don Shearer is an absolute legend. And this is your chance, all right? You could be riding in a doors-off helicopter with the world-famous Don Shearer. And you could see... You know, if the swell lines up, you can be watching Jaws.
You know what they say, when you take the doors off, you something, something.
Yeah, this is a doors off kind of vibe. So that one's up now on Adventure.io app. Also, this one's fun as snow season is basically here now.
Does this have to do with me?
This, not yet.
Okay.
This has to do with a West Coast Adventure of the Week from Adventure.io. You, Todd, or anyone out there listening with the Adventure.io app, you can snowboard with legendary pool skater Tom Wally Inouye. Inouye? Inouye.
Inouye?
Inouye. You're right.
There you
I'm
go.
Wrong. Yeah. Inouye. Go
In
to
a way,
go to Mount Hood.
You were really wrong the whole time.
Shred with Wally. You know, he gets up early, drink a cup of coffee, and you drive up to the mountains. Wally's going to be your personal guide. to Mount Hood snowboarding. You know Tom Inouye, aka Wally, the legendary pool skater, correct? I met him in Salt Lake City. Yeah. And you get to be with Wally from dawn till 11 p.m. all day and all night. So, Todd, when you're coming up with the Todd Richards experience, remember...
Dawn to 11 p.m. with me, is it starts to become an episode of Survivor around 3 o'clock.
Well, it's weird because you go to bed at 8 o'clock, so whoever's with you is going to have to just watch you sleep for a few hours. Wow. Which actually...
That'd be great.
That's kind of fun.
I sleep in a hermetically sealed tank.
Yeah, he does. Look at his skin. Of course he does.
Okay, let's move on because we got a lot to cover.
Todd's skin.
Let's cover you with my skin.
It's beautiful. Somebody texted me.
No one cares.
What up? K2 snowboarding. That's right. It's snow season, folks. K2 snowboarding is a sponsor of the Monday Mass, as well as one of the most iconic, legendary snowboard companies in the game. And with that heritage, of course, you got the most modern materials, sickest boards. They got a sick team, too. That's 2 6 in one sentence, which when I do that, you know I'm talking about it.
It sounds ill.
Follow at K2 Snowboarding on Instagram.
Who else?
K2 will also be presenting the snow news coming up soon. And I do have some stuff for snow news.
Great. Me too.
Yeah. Good. Me too. Snow movement. OGIO just launched a new collection called the Fuse Collection.
I heard about this in an email I got an hour ago.
Fuse, light, fast, ready AF. This collection pairs lightweight designs with tons of organization. These performance-enhancing bags were built to bring extraordinary agility to your active lifestyle. Todd, looking at you. But I'm actually talking to everybody out there. Mm-hmm. These are great bags.
Mm-hmm.
These are good, lightweight, quality, strong, cool-looking bags.
Do you remember the old bag ads with the monkey? There's a gorilla
in the bag.
No,
I feel like that's animal abuse.
What was the name of the bag with the gorilla?
Samsonite.
Is it Samsonite?
Samsonite.
I don't know.
Well, I know what you're talking about. We're calling our neighbor.
What bag company had the old ad with the gorilla smashing the bag?
Jesus, you're yelling.
Do you remember that old TV commercial with the
gorilla? Swami Samsonite. All right. What does that have? I don't understand what that has to do. Oh, wait. Mirko actually has an update. Mirko, come back.
That's later.
No, he's here right now.
We got to get through the sponsors, dude.
Mirko has an update about the skate park in Jamaica we talked about. Remember? Hold him in the microphone.
Sorry,
hold on.
Jamaica skate park, all done. Vans came through and flipped the rest of the bill, so it's happening.
Bam.
Skate park, youth center, Kingston, Jamaica. Boop, big up.
Next time we're in Jamaica, we're going to skate with them. Yep. We're going to skate the park. So
American Tourister. That was the name of it.
Well, let's be American Tourister.
Gorilla versus luggage. American Tourister.
Jamaica. Okay. Let's go to Jamaica, skate the new park. Thank you, Vans. And I'm not saying that this was our doing, Todd, but when we mentioned it, we had Mirko on the podcast a few weeks ago. The next thing we know, Vans comes through with a big check.
It's just that easy.
Let's not take credit for it, though.
It's that easy.
Let's give credit to Mirko Magnum, our neighbor. OGIO, what's up? I'm stoked on these bags.
Pretty hyped on them. I have one.
I got the whole family has OGIOs.
We have to give a big shout out to our newest sponsor, New Greens.
Yeah. New Greens.
New Greens. If you would like to start an action sporty day or just a day, or if you just like to stay healthy.
You know, those people that used to walk around shaking those plastic...
shake weight?
No, those, you know, the juice container things? They're like for athletes, you know? You see people walking around, they're shaking it. Usually it's like bodybuilders and stuff, and they're shaking the thing. Well, I got one of those from New Greens, and I'm like, oh, God, these people are so annoying. But then I started doing it.
You should wait till you put two of the shaky balls in there.
Come on.
Oh, two shaky balls.
I'm one of those people now walking around shaking that thing. Yeah.
New Greens.
New Greens.
You can get minted. You can have the super berry. and they will give you superpowers all day long because you are what you eat.
You're an asshole. I've been eating that New Greens. I get it, because I'm a millennial, and we eat.
Wave soda, the new wave soda.
You skipped. No, we're good. Wave soda. Go ahead.
New wave soda. Still delicious.
They kept us refreshed all summer.
Partly caffeinated.
And now through fall.
And we also have
NanoCraft CBD.
Reoccurring sponsor that's been backing us since day one.
Since day dot, as they say in Australia. And right now, if you go to NanoCraftCBD.com, join the VIP list, you'll get an additional discount. As you know, Todd, you and I, we're world-class athletes, so we know what's up. The scientists at NanoCraft, they teamed up with other world-class athletes to design a premium CBD line formulated for performance-driven results. This is not your mama's CBD that's going to put you on the couch to chill. This is, you work out, you get this CBD before, during, after, full-spectrum cannabinoidal derived from organically grown hemp. What up?
You're cannabinoidal.
I know. You and I... People already know. They know us as the NanoCraft CBD guys. And get this. I'll be competing on Team NanoCraft at this upcoming weekend's Surf Aid Cup.
Where's that? You've been competing in a lot of like surf comps lately.
I'm in demand for the 40 Up team event.
All right.
Things. That's coming up in Cardiff by the Sea next weekend. Surf Aid Cup. I believe it's me, Taylor Knox. Who else is on our team? I just, TJ. Yep, TJ Metcalf. He is the production manager at Paizel Surfboards.
All right.
So, we're gonna, and I think we have one more surfer. Maybe Kai? I don't know. We're gonna have a sick team. That's coming up. We'll give you more on that.
Chemistry Surfboards will be sponsoring our surf news. They are out of Oceanside, California. And
you have something special to tell me, don't you?
I do. Your board's not ready yet, but it is.
But painted. It's almost ready.
It's almost ready. It's been painted. I think it might be glassed.
I got to give a shout out, and we'll talk about this more in surf news. Chemistry designer shaper,
Jason Bennett.
Jason Bennett smoked me in our heat at Churches. We were in the same.
He's no joke, dude.
We were the third surfers of four, and he went out there. I only saw him for about 30 seconds because he piled straight out, caught a wave, got a seven, went in. I had to grind for a 5.47.
What did he do on his wave?
Just, you know, classic Jay Bennett, stylish power hooks, ripping.
Did he say if your board was ready yet?
I should have asked. Would have been a good mind. Yeah. Like right as he's paddling, I'm like, is my board done yet? And he stands up thinking about my board, messes up his wave. Didn't matter because I'll tell you the results in surf news. Panic and coffee and tea. I mean, come on.
Obviously, they got the new AC/DC shirts are great.
I was going
online.
Double. I had AC/DC Panikin hat/t-shirt on the other day.
Maybe they should make sweatpants too, and you can run the full gamut.
Hey, don't get me started on sweatpants.
And
I love sweatpants.
Finally,
you online. It's you our online. Home.
That's our home.
Are you too good online. For your home?
There's all kinds of stuff there.
You say it like that.
You.
Yeah, that was too long. Gotta be quicker than that.
You.
Online.com. Which brings us, did we get everybody?
Probably.
Yeah, and we have codes for all those things too.
Enter
mass.
Enter mass 20 or
something.
Just mass.
Mass 20. It's either mass 15, mass 20, mass 25, or just mass.
We're gonna need a separate podcast just to name the sponsors.
Let's do a sponsored podcast that's just all about being sponsored.
Okay.
Marketing.
I'll teach you guys how to be sponsored.
Surf News is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. As Todd just said, my board's almost done. Todd painted it.
It looks good, dude.
You didn't really paint it with your penis.
No, I didn't paint it with my penis. I threatened to do that, but
you should have.
You would have known because of all the fine line work.
Yeah. Pube work.
All right, let's get into it.
I'm excited for it. As I said earlier, competed in the first event of the West Coast Board Riders Southern Division. Was it? Encinitas, Board Riders, San Clemente, Oceanside, La Jolla, Carlsbad.
Who won?
San Clemente won.
Did they?
Encinitas got second.
Who did San Clemente have on their team?
Chris Ward, Pakadauskas,
Sandbagging it.
Ian McPhillips. I mean, they had...
They sandbagged it.
From beginning to end, top to bottom, ripping team.
Encinitas got second?
Encinitas got second.
You and your brother and who else?
I got to give it to our plus 50 group that went out there and absolutely smashed it. So there's 20 or, you know, like 14 and under, mm-hmm. 16 and under, mm-hmm. 20 and under, 30 and under, women's 40 up, 50 up.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And you get an hour and you surf.
You surf for an hour?
Four team members for the hour. You got to divide your time up between yourselves.
Oh, I see.
And there's a referee on the beach. It's really fun. There's tents up on the beach. It was at churches. And I got to say, the 50-plus crew led by Shooky. Shooky was the MVP of the weekend. Got a 9.6, I believe. It was my the 40 division, which I'm in, was Brian Stanton, Cody Steele, Justin Cote, Chris Cote. Cote brothers somehow, miraculously, both got 5.47s as our scoring waves, which is okay. Better than my past results, which was threes.
Stacking threes.
But it's super fun. And the West Coast Board Riders season is now on. It's off and running.
Okay.
Which is a weird... Off and running is kind of...
Aloha.
Hey, Ryan.
Estás, amigos.
Well, hey, guess what? This is a special.
We
got a special guest here, Ryan Hargrave, who is not only one of the you're a leading mortgage broker.
I am the mortgage Sherpa of North County.
A mortgage Sherpa of North County.
And WSL Water Safety. So.
Which, I was going to say, the mortgage Sherpa is a sexy job.
Yeah, the mortgage Sherpa is a good job. It's been an exciting 10 years in this market. As interest rates hit 3.5%, we continue to finance the American dream. And it's really nice to kind of have a night job, if you will.
And speaking of the American dream, Ryan's quote-unquote night job is WSL water safety team member, but also you live on a ranch, correct? And the ranch happens to have one of the world's best waves on it.
Yeah, a skittish dog, a lot of undersurfed employees, and a perfect wave that runs by 120 times a day that just makes you salivate.
The WSL Surf Ranch.
I am not living there. Once a month, I spend 4 days there, four 12-hour days.
How many dusty waves do you get?
How many dusty waves?
Funny you ask that, Todd. I am not one to be like Michael Schwab from Charles Schwab's family, but I have counted the 3 years I've worked there. I'm at wave 92.
Jesus
and with,
Christ.
Another 4 day stint next week. I'm looking to crack 100 in my third year at the surf ranch.
Hey, do you remember how many waves I got during the 2019 Freshwater Pro Commentator Cup?
Oh, you know, the ones I tried to get you were a lot. The ones that Strider stole from you were upwards of six.
Strider stole your waves?
You know, I didn't try hard enough. Let's say that. I didn't try hard enough to insert myself into the
To wave. Back to an 80s quote,
yeah.
One must be hungry like the wolf.
Yeah.
And Cote was not feeling that vibe.
You know, I just wanted to give other
Strider's
people some shine.
Well-fed. That's something that we can all agree on.
Yeah. Yeah.
He knows where the opportunities lie, the cracks in the system.
Opportunities knock.
Jumps in there.
And you can actually talk to this. So we are in surf news right now. This is newsworthy. Kelly Slater just had a WSL Studios sound waves mic'd up feature come out.
Yep.
He was mic'd up during the Freshwater Pro.
Saw it.
Do you have any insights behind the scenes? What does Kelly Slater do at the surf ranch when he's not surfing? Does he do anything weird? What is he doing up there?
Well, okay, so he doesn't
stretching?
He's not an early morning person.
Really?
He wakes up kind of late-ish.
Huh.
He likes for it to warm up. He's not like a let's get in the water at 8 o'clock when it's still 55.
Okay.
He enjoys a coffee. He mulls around, kind of gets his meditation on, as we saw in the video. And he'll usually kind of poke. You know, there's a lot of pressure around the ranch.
Right.
Waves. So he enjoys kind of, you know, feeding that pressure or relieving it from others.
Right.
And then he's an afternoon surfer, and he'll generally on his days, he'll bag 10 to 12 waves in a private session.
Okay.
Who's the who have you watched go there and waste the most money?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That list of clientele, there is a lot of money.
He's blowing waves.
Where we broke it down, like, it's like $5,000 a wave or something like that.
$526 a wave.
$526 a wave.
Okay, so, like, there's for sure people that go there and don't even stand up for very long.
Yeah.
Or blow every wave.
Yeah.
Or don't invite us to go there and blow waves. You see my tube? I'll repost it.
They invented a new term. The guys that work there, they call it in the curl. So when a guy asks, hey, how barreled was I?
You're in the curl.
You were in the curl.
In the curl.
It's the nice way of saying you weren't quite barreled.
Wow.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah,
see
absolutely.
What happens? Monday Mass HQ, we just got celebrities
someday Kelly will
popping
just
in
by.
Here. Yeah. That would be cool.
I'm gonna tie him up.
Ryan's got Kelly's number. He can probably put in a good word
pull.
For us.
I have no pull. Right. But thanks for
thank
having
you,
me.
Thank you, Ryan Hargrave. Hargrave. Thanks, Ryan Hargrave. Ryan Hargrave. Where can
name.
We find you on the internet, on the Instagram?
Hargrave Home Loans or Hargrave on Instagram.
Boom.
Feeding you both mortgage news and the background of water safety.
Mortgage news and water safety.
Kind of,
it's a one-stop shop. Yeah, it is a one-stop shop.
A lot of people are drowning in mortgages. People drowning
saving
and then
getting them lower interest rates.
Yeah, so if you want to be saved in both ways,
yeah.
Ryan Hargrave.
Thanks, gents.
Thank you. Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, boys.
Bye. Look at that.
Are you still on?
Hold on.
Hold on. We have to mute.
Pause. Hey, that was like organic stop-by news from Ryan Hargrave.
Hi.
He's like an alpha. Ryan's awesome. He did a lot of the big wave world tour events where he'd be on a jet ski flying around at freaking Todos and Mavericks and stuff.
He can hold his breath a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You need to if you're going to drive to Lemoore with me in a car.
That's true. Farty McFarts a lot. Is your nickname Farty McFly?
Diarrhea Ass McGillicuddy.
Oh. Jeremy Flores wins at home.
Did you watch?
Yes.
I watched.
You watched.
It was very impressive.
Give me your blow-by-blow, play-by-play.
It just does things randomly.
I was within the first minute of his heat where he pulled into that backside tube that was like... It was the weirdest thing ever. It was seriously like, it looked like it was a closeout, and all of a sudden he kind of squeaked out of it.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, you could tell he had kind of eye of the tiger that day.
Well, he got a 9.6 on his first wave.
He was just, he was on fire. You weren't going to beat Jeremy that
yeah.
day.
Yeah. That's cool that he'd won in France. So now he's won, what, the Pipe Masters?
Yeah, all like the, kind of like the major moves.
He won an event.
Chopu?
Yeah. Chopu. Which where he has I believe his wife is Tahitian, so he lives in Tahiti for a lot of the time. Grew up in Reunion Island, has lived in France forever. J Flo, a big win, hinting now at retirement, and judging by a lot of his post-heat interviews as of late, he's probably gonna retire.
I like Jeremy. I think he's rad.
I think he would be an incredible commentator.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to like axe us out of jobs, but I think Jeremy Flores would be a great commentator. He says it like it is. Other notable results: Mark Lacamaire made the quarterfinals.
Italo Ferreira, when he bashed his leg on it, he tried to do a huge frontside air and kind of came down upside down and smashed his railing with his foot.
Yep, awkward.
That hurt.
You know, we talked about the 21 hours phenomenon last podcast
of Jack Freestone.
Well, we did Ian Crane. Ian Crane won the Red Bull Airborne.
Mm-hmm.
We filmed with Jack Freestone while we were in France. And guess what? After we filmed with Jack Freestone, he went ahead and made the semifinals, the best result of his year.
So you're trying to somehow parallel this.
So basically,
doing
when you're
these
on
things with you and
21
making
hours,
successfulness.
If you hang out with me, you're going to be successful.
Okay.
So I'm waiting for it, Todd.
I'm still waiting for
it. It's going to happen for you. Success is coming. We just talked a little bit about Kelly Slater on WSL Soundwaves Mic'd Up, which you can also see on WorldSurfLeague.com. But right now, on HBO Sports, 24/7 with Kelly Slater, that's going to be out December 3rd. What do you think they're going to talk about? HBO Sports goes deep, Todd, deep.
Olympics. His wave.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, Kelly's at his best when you're talking about conspiracy theories,
right?
Then I think Kelly's cylinders are all firing.
Yeah. Don't even say the FE, flat earth, around Kelly. He will get fired up. He's still so good.
He is. I mean, I was just watching some clips of him this morning. I think Geiselman posted him up.
Oh,
of him.
Just surfing in France.
Yeah, just surfing. And just when Kelly's just the way Kelly blows apart the lip.
Just Napoleon blown apart style.
For sure. He's just he's just perfect. His feet are in the perfect place.
He's the perfect man for you.
Perfect. He's just my perfect man.
He's so good. And if anybody wants to tell me that Kelly Slater is not good, I'll fight you.
Chris will fight
I'll fight for you, Kelly.
What else? Oh,
not that he necessarily returns my calls or likes me. I think he tolerates me.
We should just cold call him.
Unlike
one of these days, we should just cold
Tony Hawk.
We should cold call him one of these days.
Bros.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Do you have his number?
I do.
No way.
I totally have Slate's number.
No, you don't.
I do. Make a bet?
Macbeth?
Want to make a bet? It's under, what did I put on?
Goat. Let me guess. Goat.
Slay.
All right. Kelly Slater's phone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 760-486. It's 760-867-5309.
Actually, I don't have it. I just have his email.
I have it. Kelly Slater's number. Are you ready? 760-867-5309. Call it. Does this affect you, Todd?
What?
Hollister Ranch. Open to the public, it's kinda, as by law.
It's kind of weird.
It's kind of a I've never been there nor been invited there kind of situation, but I'm sad for the people that got to surf there. But at the same time, was it just a bunch of rich people that had a ranch? So why not open it up? But then now it's opened up, so like every Tom, Dick, and Harry can come and surf there. And
It's still a mission to get in there. And right. It's still kind of Central Coast. Water's cold. It's a little...
You're going to get vibed.
It's bitey. Probably. It's vibey. You know, and people that were, you know, there was a price to pay to surf there. And some people paid that price by buying plots of land. And, you know, there was a price of admission. And some people that could afford it, they paid it. And it's a bummer to see that.
Yeah. You know. It's one of the last kind of... It's a weird thing because... It wasn't just localized, but it was, you know, against the law.
I just don't think that you're going to see a bunch of yahoos on, like, soft tops all of a sudden show up there.
Maybe.
Man, I doubt it, though, because it's a bitch to get to.
Right. I think it should just...
It's beautiful. I mean, Hollister Ranch is beautiful. Never mind the surfing part.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
You've been there?
I've never surfed there.
You didn't? Why not?
I don't know.
You were just cruising.
Yeah.
Ranching.
It's beautiful.
You were just herding cows just and ranching. Stuff.
And, like, you know, you can hike around in there in the hills or just, it's that part of California that isn't developed with, you know, there's not shit every 4 square inches.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, Yvon Chouinard's done a lot to, you know,
keep it wild.
Yeah, keep it wild. And it is a bummer to see it all of a sudden open up. I understand what the, you know, Gavin Newsom's trying to do. Like, it's coast. It belongs to everybody. But at the same time... You know, there are people that policed that area to keep it clean, to keep, you know, keep it undeveloped, keep it wild. You know, what's the next step? Like, all of a sudden, now they're going to, like, develop in there? Like,
I don't someone's think, cause people I are think it's start, all privately owned still.
Yeah,
right?
It's still privately owned, but people are going to start selling their plots.
One
it's
asshole
not,
is going to sell their plot to some developer.
One asshole.
One asshole.
Anyway, whatever. I think we should get it, too. It's a bummer. I love
real native people. They
I
should get it.
I love surfing up there. Well, not there, but, like...
I've never surfed past Ponto, which is half a mile north.
It's less bitey than Cape Cod.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I've never been invited to surf there.
Speaking of the East Coast, it was going mental last week.
I just did my Monday morning read for WSL Surf Breaks, the world's greatest Instagram news surf news program.
Douche.
Right?
Douche.
And I said, NYC goes OFF.
It did.
I made that up on the spot.
It did go off. There was some pictures,
I made that up.
Pictures of Balaram.
Yep.
That were crazy from Long Beach.
Sam Hammer
had that one wave that was
ben
on surf
Gravy.
Line. Ben Gravy had the creamiest slide into a wave ever to full.
Say creamy slide in again.
Creamiest slide in.
Don't ever say that again.
New Hampshire was going nuts. Rhode Island was going nuts. Cape Cod was going nuts.
Good for them.
It's still
you know
going
what?
Nuts. It's
you guys
still
deserve
good.
It.
Still good today.
You guys work hard. You deserve it.
I spoke to Brock Crouch, snowboard surfer kid from here. He went and surfed in New Hampshire on Saturday. because he's out there for Jake Burton has this big thing called the annual Burton Fall Bash.
So he was living free or dying.
He went out
live free or die. That's New Hampshire.
Him and Downing went surfing in New Hampshire and said it was great.
Lookies. Todd, you got a new wetsuit, and this is I'm opening up the floor here for you to go ahead and throw out some props to a wetsuit.
Full transparency. I ride for Quiksilver. I have for a very long time. Thank you very much, Quiksilver.
Oh, you and Jeremy Flores, teammates.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, I got this new wetsuit. It's called the Highline Pro.
Okay.
And I saw, they had a big media blitz. I think the day before Jeremy won, in France, and it was like, here's our new wetsuit. It's this new. It's 9-panel Japanese rubber, 1 millimeter. And there's one for a goofy footer and there's one for a regular footer. So
They're asymmetric wetsuits?
So the deal is, I'll address that first. So the deal is that when you fall, usually when you fall surfing, you fall forward. And if the opening is on your front facing arm, you're going to flush.
Okay.
So they put the opening to the opposite of what your forward arm would be so that when you fall forward, you don't get flushed.
Okay.
Okay, so that's out of the way. It's a little, that part's a little awkward because you're used to getting into a wet, even like a zipperless suit, a certain way.
Yeah, probably. I would say I go left arm first.
Yeah. It's different. It's weird. It's like, you know, reverse birth and then giving, I wouldn't know how to give birth. Anyway, so then the next part reverse about birth. That's crazy is that the thing is one mil.
Yeah, $1 million.
It's 1 millimeter of Japanese rubber. No, okay, there's no stitching. It's all glued. There's 9 panels and they're all glued.
Wow.
So I got this thing and I put it on and it's like wearing Lycra. And I was immediately.
You look good in it.
Immediately I was like, there's no fucking way this thing works.
And you look, but you look good.
I looked good.
Okay.
After the half an hour it took me to find my way into it, I had to actually Vaseline myself to get into
no,
it.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. But you could imagine what that would look like. So I get into this wetsuit.
I'm imagining that
and
right
there's kind of like a breeze in the backyard. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm already like chilly.
Wait, you put it on at your house?
Yes, because I was like, what the fuck is this
thing? Oh, because you wanted just to make sure that you weren't falling around in the parking lot.
Yeah, I didn't
want to
be an asshole. So
thank you for that.
I put it on at my house and there was like a little bit of a sea breeze. And I was like, dude, I'm chilly right now. There's no way.
So it wasn't working in your backyard.
Okay, so what the claim is this wetsuit is the same as a 3-2. It's 1 millimeter thickness.
Right.
3-2. So I go down to the beach. I jump in the water. Initially, it's a little bit chilly. Within 5 minutes, I was fucking hot.
Really?
Like hot. So.
So it works.
It works.
All right. I believe you.
It's expensive as shit.
So like, what's the water temperature here for
water
reference?
Temperature right now is like
66?
65, 66.
It's still relatively warm.
It's relatively warm.
So this would be a wetsuit for competition.
I would say so. Like, if you're going to do a quick surf,
yeah.
If you're going to do, like, if you were in a comp, I think it replaces, like,
short arm full.
Maybe. Yeah, probably a short arm.
I love short arm
full. But there are some people that can wear short arm fulls, like all winter, like, into, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's always that guy.
Did we talk about short arm full booty combination last week?
No, but that's retarded. Don't ever.
Best combo.
Ew.
What? Yeah. It's such a great combo for doing airs.
Can we just talk about this first? Yeah. Let me just get on with this. So
we've been talking about it for an hour.
I don't know if I would say it replaces a 3-2.
Okay.
But it's damn close.
Are you going to wear this in late January when the water is 58?
No, I'm not, but I am going to wear it next week when we get an actual swell because I think if you're moving around, I wasn't moving at all.
Because it's flat.
It was flat.
Okay.
But I think if I'm moving, you'd be fine.
Okay.
Anyway, so.
What's it called? The Quiksilver Highline.
The Highline Pro.
Highline Pro.
And they're like a $700 wetsuit, I think, retail.
Okay.
So they're kind of like going for that. And they're all handmade.
Oh, wow.
So they don't have a lot of them.
Okay.
Anyway.
And I'm getting one when? Just next week?
I made you some shorts.
Snapped 4 is the latest in the Snapped series from Logan Dullion. What up, Logan? This is kind of cool. This is actually really cool. So Logan invited 17 surfers to be in the film. But when each surfer goes out, they film a 3-minute clip. The best section in the movie is going to win $40,000.
Whoa.
So we all win because we get to see this awesome movie, Snapped 4.
Who's in it?
Secure the Bag, it's called. But also the best section in the film is going to win $40,000. Here's the 13 surfers of 13 of 17 so far. Mason Ho, Jack Robinson, Seth Moniz, Josh Moniz, Clay Marzo, Asher Pacey, Ian Crane, Parker Coffin, Benji Brand, Eitan Osborne, Carlos Munoz, Sheldon Paishan, Dakota Walters so far.
Wow.
So of that list,
it's the who's
going to be, who's leading before we see any footage, before anything, for Snapped 4, Secure the Bag, who's the favorite to win $40,000 out of that group?
To make it interesting?
Who do you think is going to win?
I would say, I mean, Mason will have some crazy variety. It'll be entertaining.
Okay.
Mason's will. I think that Eitan has a, I don't know, Clay?
Clay Marzo?
Yeah.
That would be Clay, the Clay, the Clay back, the Clay comeback would be epic. Epic.
Who you got?
I like the idea of, I mean, Mason Ho is hard to beat.
Just for entertainment.
I'm going to say Ian Crane.
Okay.
I'm kind of on the Crano bandwagon.
Yeah, Crano's
right
on, he's on a heater.
The 2019 ISA World Junior Surfing Championships is happening October 26th through November 3rd in Huntington Beach, California. This is the biggest amateur event, biggest junior event in the world. Talking 50, I'm sure 50 plus nations or something. And Team USA has a really solid lineup. Alyssa Spencer, Kira Pinkerton, Samantha Sibley, Caitlin Simmers, Sawyer Lindblad, and Zoe Benedetto. So we've got a lot of surfers in the women's division that potentially are going to be on the championship tour within the next 2 years. Nick Marshall, Tommy Coleman, Tara Watanabe, Nico Coley, Ryan Huckabee, and Taj Lindblad. Look at most, a lot of these kids are from San Clemente. San Clemente has an incredible
talent
pool.
There's an abundance of
surf
talent there.
Yeah. And some of them are on the Stab Innocence trip. The Craig Anderson and the Stab Innocence trip. Have you heard about this?
Nope.
So Craig Anderson took a bunch of grommets on a surf trip, and they brought a bunch of Craig's boards. Jai Glendelman, Al Cleland Jr., Levi Slauson. What up, Levi? I just surfed with Levi yesterday.
We're at Shark Park.
Yeah. Kobe Clements, Winter Vincent, Jarvis Earl. Are you going to watch it?
Sure. I watch everything.
Good.
Hey, what was up with, was there a shark sighting the other day? I saw everyone was out of the water down at Shark Park.
Yeah, I filmed it. I got out of the water, and a minute later, everybody else was out of the water.
Who saw it?
A guy named Trout, Adam Trautman,
mm-hmm.
and multiple people saw it. It was a biggie.
Did it breach or just kind of cruise?
Cruised.
And it's been cruising there a while. A
silent cruiser.
Mm.
Yeah.
That sucks.
SoCal. Sharky. But it doesn't matter because there was 40 people out the next day.
Yeah.
My God.
Because us versus them.
Yeah. Hey, the Portugal event, the Mio, M-E-O, the Mio Rip Curl Pro.
That starts soon? Tomorrow?
Super Tubos.
Tomorrow, Wednesday? Thursday?
Soon. Soon.
I think there's supposed to be waves the whole time.
Go to worldsurfleague.com if you want exact details. Who's going to win it? Who's that?
Felipe Medina?
No. Felipe's hurt. He's not going to win.
Kelly Ferreira?
He might win. Give me a name. Give me a name, boys and girls, because this is the first time the women are competing at Super Tubos, which is exciting.
I think.
Give me one boy and one girl. That's okay. One.
Carolyn Marks for the women.
Okay.
And then I think Gabriel Medina will win because he's so pissed off he didn't win the last one.
Okay. I'm going to say that Kalohe Andino is going to win.
Oh.
For the boys. And for the women, I'll get on the Caroline Marks
okay.
program. I'm with you.
That does it for surf news.
I think Carissa Moore is going to be world champion.
All right.
Skate News is brought to you by Adventure.io. Remember we talked about earlier?
With Wally Inunu.
The West Coast.
Inuawa. How did you say his last name?
Inui.
What did you say first?
Inui.
I-O-U?
I-O-U. I met Wally. He's cool.
Not long enough to know his name.
Not. Just met him once. And he didn't tell me his last name. He's just known as Wally. If you say Wally.
You're all where?
So I'm saying Adventure.io.
Yep.
Get the app.
Get it.
Todd and I,
we will program an adventure for you.
If there's a pre-existing adventure and you don't have a friend to take, you can take one of us, right?
Let's go to the grocery store.
We can go into
wear wetsuits around town.
Whoa, look it. We've got
whoa.
Podcast. So have you ever heard of the podcast Late Night with Chalky?
No,
Late Night with Chalky?
I've just heard about it.
Oh, it's good. Late Night Lar and Chalky coming through. They have got a great podcast that deals with surf.
Come in?
Just give us a quick...
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
You don't know Todd?
I know. I haven't met him, but I know who he is. I mean,
you have 15 seconds to sell your podcast to Monday Mass listeners. Go.
No.
I like this guy, Chris.
Late Night with Chalky. I'll sell it.
Nice to meet you, man.
Sorry.
Hey, look, I got Outer Known C jeans. I got Outer Known C jeans on.
Nice.
You have C jeans on?
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about that?
Can you see yourself in them?
Ew.
Hey.
Hey, you did well in the contest.
I did okay in the contest. Sick. See? Everybody's talking about it, Todd.
Yeah.
Told you.
Wow.
Nice to meet you, too. We'll see you around.
Wait, these are Outer Known jeans?
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to CNN the other day.
Yeah.
And there was a commercial, Kelly commercial on CNN.
Kelly Slater gave me these jeans.
Whatever.
Off his body. I go, wow, those jeans are cool.
Should we
This tells you the kind of guy he is.
Let's cut him into Daisy Dukes right now.
This tells you the kind of guy. Yeah.
That'll be part of the adventure IO. We get some C jeans and we cut them into Daisy Dukes and you wear
I was like, Kelly, I like your jeans, bro. And he goes, you like them? I go, yeah. He goes, you want him? I go, yeah. He took his pants off and gave him to me.
Shut up.
He was commando.
He didn't
at
do
the
it.
Time. And it happened.
I'm going to have a wave.
I'm in Outer Known C jeans. Adventure.io, get the app. And soon enough, you can go on an adventure with Todd and I, or just Todd, or just me. If you lean more towards liking Todd,
probably none of us,
and not kind of away from liking me, hey. I don't have to be invited. I'm used to it. Okay? Leave me home. I'll be fine. Skate news. Toy Machines programming injection parts are starting to drop on ThrasherMagazine.com.
How's the wall ride
awning drop?
That's crazy.
Miles Willard is the newest Toy Machine team rider.
Is that who that was?
Yeah. He's really good.
What a crazy interpretation.
Evan Smith-ish.
Yeah. That's
a heavy call.
That spot, like you basically,
it's not a spot.
There's like a wall ride onto an awning and off, but it's like 15 feet off the ground or 10 feet or it's off the ground.
It's crazy.
It's really cool.
Let's do a cold call here.
Who are you calling?
Due to this next.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling a fellow mass hole.
Oh, I don't know if they're awake.
What time is it? Am I calling them in Europe?
I think they're
at a weird time.
I think she's in Portugal.
What time is it in Portugal?
Let's find out.
You all will be revealed if this person answers. They're like in bed right now. It's 4 in the morning. They're like, what the fuck? What is this? Who's calling?
Should I call Albie?
Why would you call me at this hour? Hello?
Please enter your password.
Oh, you got burned.
Well...
Wait,
if
what
you
time
just
is it
heard
in France
it,
right now?
If you just heard a snippet
it's
of
nine,
that young lady's voice.
9 at night, right?
What?
What time is it?
How are you not going to answer?
What time is it there?
10:05
At night? Yeah. No.
10:05
Is it? Yeah, 10:05 at night.
Oh. Well, we were trying to call Nora Vasconcelos.
Because she has a thing coming out.
Nora is debuting her first unisex apparel and footwear collection through Adidas. Or Adidas and Nora, you know what I'm saying. It's a 6-piece capsule that reflects the Vasconcelos fluid personal style. And while she didn't answer the phone just now, she does, however, we've come to an agreement, Todd, and I signed you up for this. I hope you don't mind. And if this all works out, it's going to be great.
What is it?
I told Nora, if she gets us a box in time for Halloween.
Yep.
That you and I would dress up like Nora for Halloween in all her gear.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sure.
Purple pants.
Sure.
Lavender pants.
I will look like an Easter basket.
All right. Well, again, she didn't answer the phone. like she said
just,
she would.
She did just text me 10 minutes ago a picture of her and Albie in like overlooking some bluff
overalls?
In Portugal.
In overalls.
In overalls. They're on like a romantic European vacation right now.
I know, seriously. It's like...
boring.
How cute can you guys be? Make the rest of us sick.
Moving right along.
Element continues to drop awesome Instagram clips. Element Skateboards I'm talking about. The latest one, I'm bringing this to light because it features one of my favorite skateboarders, Jaakko Ojanen, and his quick feet. That's it. That's the
that's
news
it?
There.
Okay, cool.
Women's Battle of the Barracks is coming this week. This is going to be awesome. Never before done. An NBD.
It will be really interesting.
Women's flat ground game of skate.
That's insane.
All the rules. Can you tell me the rules?
There are none.
No, there's tons of rules.
Okay.
For the Battle of the Barracks game
it?
Of skate.
Go.
No toe drags.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got to pop your trick if your opponent
no pressure,
pops their trick.
No pressure flips.
No, you can do pressure flips.
You can?
No manual tricks. No comply tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a referee. Yeah.
Can you do street plants?
No street plants.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who Louis Lopez's favorite skater is?
Nope.
You know him though.
I know him.
Cause you used to be on a team with him.
I did. I
who
yeah.
is it?
Danny Garcia.
Why do you think Danny Garcia is Louis Lopez's favorite
dude, Danny
skater?
Danny Garcia is the most styly dude ever.
Yeah.
He's just like, you know, whether it's playing guitar or just hanging out.
He's one of those guys that's good looking and good at everything. I don't like those people. Like really good at everything, good dresser.
Yeah.
He's just good at everything.
He's stylish. He was like the part of that, like the beginning of the handsome man modeling skateboarding school.
Yeah. Those people.
Hey,
I've met him. He's
Rumble
actually
at
really
Ramona
cool.
went down this weekend.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Did you get a rumble in your tummy?
I didn't, but I watched a bunch of the footage online, so that's, you know,
Navarrete
and the boy and the Skeleton Key guys.
Backside Ollie from
what?
Was there a giant backside ollie?
No, I didn't remember.
Oh, because he's hurt.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about
Jimmy Wilkins.
Jimmy Wilkins.
No, he didn't do a backside ollie, but
because he hurt himself in the loop.
Aubie Taylor was there doing the craziest old school tricks, like flip 66s and
oh, that's right,
yeah, and nuts. And then it's cool. It's a backyard vert scene, and it's not vert footage from Tony Hawk's, and it's not vert footage from, you know, one of the skate parks around the U.S.
Yeah,
it's a backyard scene
extravaganza.
And it's rad. It's like the way it used to be.
I love it. I got that Louis Lopez stat on Transworld Skateboarding.
Oh, okay.
By the way, any more skate news?
Not that I can think of right now,
but there will be some sometime.
Sure, there's a lot of news.
Yeah, there's news. Snow news brought to you by K2 Snowboarding. K2, the party platter. Is the board of choice for many ripping snowboarders. I had one for last season. I'm getting another new one for this season.
Partyplatter.com.
Because it's good times. No, it's K2Snowboarding.com.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to give away a party platter on this podcast, by the way. Todd, it's Chloe time, okay? Just leave her alone. It's Chloe time. Chloe Kim is taking a year off from snowboarding. Just to be a normal kid for once.
A normal kid that's going to Princeton.
Oh. If I took a year off from podcasting and surfing at such an elite level, I'd probably go to Princeton.
The crazy thing is, you think about like a teenage superstar,
yeah.
Global phenomenon, gold medal.
Millionaire.
Gold medal wearing,
probably, right?
Millionaire.
Just, awesome human.
Just
happy.
Like, how do you what's your... What's your technique when you go to Princeton? Like, do you just kind of like go below the radar, or do you just kind of like fall into it and just be a superstar at Princeton?
You know, I would say Princeton is probably really hard in terms of learning stuff.
Academically?
Academically speaking, mm-hmm. You're right. That you don't really have time to showboat. You got to just study.
I'm going to ask Toby.
I think it would be cool to get a Princeton sweatshirt. Chloe, who's a big fan of this show, right?
You want to?
No doubt.
You want her to send you a
I'd like
sweatshirt?
Her to buy me a Princeton sweater and send it. And I wear it and people look at me differently.
Like you went to go to Princeton. Well,
like,
you have glasses already.
They're like, glasses, Princeton sweatshirt. This dude is smart. And then I say something and they go, Somebody gave him that Princeton sweatshirt.
AF.
And he's just challenged visually.
Okay.
So that was kind of cool news. I salute her for that. Nobody tells Chloe, nobody puts baby in a corner. You're going to tell her to ride. She's going to go study. And she'll be back and she'll be better than ever.
What she wants to do. Like, if you're going to Princeton, you don't just go for like art literature.
She's super smart.
I know. Like, I wonder what like her focus is, like her major.
Cute.
What? That's not.
She's in college.
Okay.
I watched about 45 minutes of the college, women's college soccer championships on TV.
Why?
So it was an accident. Okay. It's good. I had a good time watching it.
Cool.
I like soccer.
Careful.
No, I'm just everybody.
This is the hottest ticket around.
Is a snowboarding movie from our friends at snowboarder.com.
Yep.
And we talked to Stan about it last week.
It's great. We got all kinds of breakthrough parts. One of the people have been talking about.
One of the ones.
One of the parts.
Obviously, we go to Princeton.
Everyone
folks.
Has been talking about is Jill Perkins' part.
Oh my gosh, Jill Perkins rips.
Yeah,
so good.
She's killing it.
We should just do this whole
what
snow news segment about female snowboarders today.
Really?
Because they're taking over the world.
Okay.
Well, one of them just stopped snowboarding for a year.
Right.
But the other one, Jill Perkins, who's friends with Nora Vasconcellos.
Right.
Battle of the Barracks has its first ever all-women's flat ground skate competition.
Right.
And now Snow News is being dominated by female snowboarders, Todd.
All right.
I just kind of made that about it.
What about, let's see, there's some other stuff.
Teton Gravity, this is non-female snowboarding news, but we're going to talk about it anyway. There's a new snowboarding film called Roadless, and it features guys you know.
I know.
These dudes are like your guys.
I know.
Brian Iguchi, Jeremy Jones, and Travis Rice.
Yeah.
And they go on a 10-day human-powered expedition to visit vast and remote parts of Wyoming. Mm. So there's a lot of hiking. I could imagine happening.
There's also another snowboard movie coming out pretty soon. The premiere is in Seattle the 29th of October, and it's Tor Bright, Jeremy Jones, and Sammy Carlson are in this project.
Jeremy Jones project?
It's called Out of Bounds, and it's kind of has the focus on global warming.
Oh.
It'll be premiering
so
in Seattle.
I'm sure both of these films, Out of Bounds and Roadless, you're going to watch, you're going to be entertained, you're going to want to snowboard, but you're also going to learn something.
Uh-huh.
If we know anything about the people involved, right?
Right.
And that's a good thing.
They're kind of the serious people.
I'm excited to see all of those snowboarding films. Also, Air Blaster's new masterpiece,
yeah, I've heard
Scolf the movie.
The Scolf movie.
What is a Scolf?
It's kind of like playing skate.
Golf?
It's kind of like mini golf, but snowboarding. Like
there's obstacles that are like holes,
and you've got to like do the 360 bonk on to front side board slide to blah blah blah.
It sounds awesome though.
It is pretty cool. And Stan the man has been one of the people that's been pushing that.
Wow, Stan's all over. He's on it.
You know, Blake Paul just dropped a new video. It's an iPhone movie. It's hold on, I'm trying to get to Blake's thing here. I want to find out what this movie's called. Where is it? Where is it? You talk for a second.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Well, that's all the snow news I had on my sheet. I was gonna go into nerd news unless you have further.
What is it called? It's basically an iPhone movie that Blake put out, and it's a bunch of the homies, and you can go to Blake Paul on Instagram and kind of see some of the hijinks, but it's basically they've just filmed a bunch of stuff on their iPhones and it's super entertaining.
I'm on it. What's the at?
At Blake, Blake Paul.
At Blake Paul.
Yeah. There's skate stuff, there's snowboard stuff, there's hijinks, antics. You know, all the stuff that you should be doing if you are living the life of a fantasy professional snowboarder.
I mean, back it.
It's cool.
And guess what happened?
What happened?
You know what a Trollhagen is?
Yeah.
So they had that contest last weekend, this weekend.
Oh, the one
Trollhagen.
They blew some snow?
It was like gray dirt snow, yeah. But I love it because...
It's starting. I mean, look.
It's all people are riding on
people,
stuff.
People are hyped, and yeah. There's two ski areas that are open already.
Where?
Arapahoe Basin, Colorado, and Keystone both opened up last week.
So there's not a lot of snow, so you could effectively call it Keystone Light.
It is Keystone Light right now.
That's also a beer.
So check this out. So A-Basin, Loveland, and Keystone, they always fight it out for who's going to be the first to open.
Right.
And Keystone thought they had it wrapped up this year. They were going to open up on Saturday. They made this big announcement how they were going to open up Saturday, be the first ski area. Well, A-Basin swooped in at 3 o'clock on Friday and said, we're open for 2 hours.
Thus, just to scoop
up. Thus stealing the earliest ski area opening in the U.S.
Crazy.
Take that, Vail Associates.
Oh, yeah. What's the deal between the war of the Icon Pass and the Epic Pass? What is the difference? What is as a
different
layman,
ski areas?
As a guy that goes snowboarding twice a year,
other ski areas.
Well, so let's say I buy
Epic
an Icon Pass.
Is like
what do I get?
Breck, Vail, A Basin.
Okay.
Icons like the other ones.
Mammoth.
Yeah, it's Big Bear.
So if you buy one of these passes, you get to ride all these places,
right.
Basically.
Some people have all three.
Come on. But they're $1,000 each or
no,
something?
Like $500, $600. I think, I don't know. I haven't bought a pass in a long time.
Because you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to send us passes to these things, Todd apparently gets them already. I
could get you like a coupon or something.
A Groupon to go.
Do you clip coupons?
Nah. I don't like when people in front of me in line at Target have coupons.
Why?
It blows my whole deal.
Well, everyone's got virtual coupons now. There's no reason to be clipping a coupon. What's next?
Nerd news.
Yes, finally.
Oh, my God. Todd, I can't believe...
Nerd news is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea, the greatest
right.
coffee and tea...
Oh, it's the best.
...in all of San Diego.
They've been getting us jacked up since 1969, my friend.
And they also have a new AC/DC line of
right?
shirts and hats and such.
I got a cup around here.
Anyway.
Panikin's the best. And you know when if somebody asks you, oh,
where are you
from?
Oh.
You say San Diego, Encinitas, and they kind of look at you where you go, you know where Panikin is? And they go, oh, yeah.
Or they say, do you want to meet up? Where should we meet?
Panikin?
Question mark?
I'll be there.
So it's...
If you want to meet Todd Richards, he's going to be at Panikin Coffee and
tomorrow.
Tea. Tomorrow. And for the rest of the year.
So...
Every day.
Where do we start?
So,
nerd news.
The Righteous Gemstones.
Okay, that...
Had its series finale last night.
How was it?
That is the best show currently on TV.
Okay, I still haven't watched
the funniest show.
I haven't watched one episode.
It is... So funny and so wild.
Okay,
it's
I'm
so
in.
Out of control.
I'm in now.
I can't believe you haven't watched it.
I'm in.
It's the best.
I don't watch TV for comedy. I want to be
See, I watch it
dramatic.
For comedy a lot. When does Watchmen come out?
End of this month.
Did you watch End of this month? Okay,
yep.
So that's coming.
Yep.
A block from my house, a couple blocks from your house, mm-hmm. Todd, the one and only Jesse Pinkman.
Westworld. He was
What's
filming Westworld.
Name? What's his real name?
Jesse Pinkman.
Jesse Pinkman was filming Westworld.
Was he actually
three
here?
Three blocks from our house.
He was here.
I think he was here.
Huh. Cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if he went to the Panikin.
Probably.
It's right there.
No, he probably had a PA go.
Oh, yeah.
So, in other Jesse Pinkman news, El Camino.
El Camino was good.
El Camino.
It was, I thought...
So, El Camino is the film that follows Jesse Pinkman after he escapes... Spoiler alert!
It's like
if you haven't watched
it's a
2 hour
finale of
it's
Breaking
a
Bad.
Postscript
yes. finale. I don't necessarily think it was needed because I kind of feel like Breaking Bad was one of the best endings of a series ever.
Yeah, but didn't it give you something for a good 2 hours of entertainment?
Oh yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't see it as a movie. It was more like an extended episode, but like, it was great. I thought it was really well paced. I thought that I slid right back into that Breaking Bad universe. The only thing Aaron Paul. The only thing I had a problem with was that character Todd suddenly gaining 30 pounds in his face.
Well,
but then it went away, and I just
yeah.
just fell into the part that he was a psychopath. But
Todd is so psycho.
He's so psycho. His face was really larger than it was in the series.
That guy's a really good evil character.
Hell
did you
yeah.
see his Black Mirror episode?
No.
About the spacecraft?
No.
Super good.
Is he evil in that too?
Yeah. So Aaron Paul, who plays Jesse Pinkman, was a block from my house. He didn't call. I know he's a big fan of the show, which is weird that he didn't call to meet at Panikin. But he's, I think he, can you get an Oscar for a Netflix film? Do
that's
we
a,
know?
That's a really good point.
I think he should be up for Best Actor.
How does that work? Do you have to have a...
It has to have a theatrical release.
But what if it was just released like a limited run in a theater?
What if it's like a release into your eyes?
Full release?
I don't know if it has to have a full release, which she said.
So anyway, there was that. Guess what? Okay, so tonight is... Hold on, what's the
date? Full release.
It's not Friday. We've already determined that.
Christ.
Tonight's the 14th of October.
Yes.
Today. Guess what? Tonight during Monday Night Football, guess what happens?
What?
Rumor has it.
What?
Third and final Star Wars
trailer.
Rise of Skywalker trailer premieres tonight during Monday Night Football. Going ham.
So this is the one game of the year you're going to watch.
Oh,
for
I won't
Monday
watch
Night
it. I just
football.
Wait to go on YouTube after.
So you're going to switch it and mute the game and then unmute the commercials.
No, I won't do that. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
That it's
football is actually, you know, around the world football it would be soccer.
Mm.
But in America it's called football.
Mhm.
And we have football teams with racist names.
Pigskins.
Which is really fun.
So you want to throw the pigskin around?
Redskins, you know, and it's totally fine.
Mhm.
So, you know, teams leave your town and stuff. It's really great.
Oh, yeah.
Concussions. Football's awesome.
Are you still bent on the San Diego Chargers Stupid. Not being here anymore?
Millions of people watched online as Fortnite imploded onto itself, leaving only a black hole.
Did you
a
see,
pulsing black hole.
Did you see the funny meme that Elon Musk put out?
No.
He's like, he retweeted this meme that said, Elon Musk buys Fortnite and deletes it so virgins could not be virgins anymore or to help the virgin population.
Oh.
Calculate.
Have you ever played Fortnite?
No.
I played it a little bit.
Did you get it?
I got it. It's just, I don't know. It's not that fun.
You know, speaking about video games, typically October, November are like pretty big months
yeah.
for like new video games. Tomorrow, there's one coming out that I'm pretty intrigued about because
Call of Duty?
No, that doesn't come out till later this month. But we travel a lot, right?
And yeah,
there's
we
a
do.
Lot of time.
Never together, like, though, which is weird.
No. But we're in airports a lot. And
yeah.
On airplanes,
yeah.
and there's just nothing to do on long flights. And so I have one of those Nintendo Switches.
Yep.
One of those?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I have one. My kid has one.
This video game called The Witcher comes out tomorrow, and it's this really huge game that they somehow managed to squeeze into the Nintendo Switch. So I'm looking forward to getting that for my long flights.
Okay.
So I figured that would fall right into nerd news.
I back it. I'm good with you. Aaron
anyways,
Paul.
Yeah, Aaron Paul.
Do you have any questions,
I did. I
Todd?
I got one.
You got one?
I got one or two. And it has to do with Indigenous Peoples Day, so that kind of ties back to the fact that you're kind of bummed about your racist football team leaving.
No, Chargers isn't racist.
All right.
Redskins is
how about
a
this question
name.
This is from Hannah Burlesque, who is a
long-time
listener.
Yeah,
great question.
Great
she
person.
Said to us, in celebration of Indigenous Peoples Day, which has replaced Columbus Day,
thank god,
who are
Fuck
some Native American
Columbus.
First Nation action sports athletes we should be following?
Good question. You know, Chris Ward comes to mind. He is, I believe, of Cherokee descent. Mm-hmm. That could be wrong.
Would Hawaiians would that be considered First Nations? Because
if they're indigenous,
yeah, well, they were
to Hawaii. That's a touchy thing. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what the non-clementure is on
yeah.
that one. Like, what is the how do you address that? But I would imagine, like, anywhere where the white man came and decided that he was going to set up shop
yeah.
and fucking kick you out.
Right.
But and if that's the case, you know, you want to...
That would be... You know what? Inform us. Who are some native / indigenous
right.
athletes, action sports people? Otis Carey.
Okay.
Who is an Australian surfer artist who a lot of his art is directly related to Aboriginal history, and
very
he is an outspoken Aboriginal artist representative, mm-hmm. ripping surfer, amazing artist. Next week, we'll get a list, just because it shouldn't be just one day. It should be every day, all day, every day. I've got a question.
Go ahead.
This is from Adam Etzart. He said, Todd, what sparked your interest to go into graphic design and art? Who are some of your influences?
Well, Chris, I actually went to school for graphic design. Did you know that?
No.
I went to college for a couple of years.
No way.
Yeah, for graphic design. I mean,
and now you just work with my face.
I just work with your face, really.
Thanks, Todd.
You are my muse, but...
I didn't know that. For real? What college?
The branch of University of New Hampshire.
Okay. So UNH.
This is like a long time ago when, you know, you were doing manual typesetting and,
yeah.
you know, basically layout and things weren't done. It was all done manually, like on a whiteboard.
With your hands.
Right. I mean,
handily.
The things that kind of like stayed with me are like the psychology
right.
of design. That hasn't changed.
The ethos. Your ethos.
My ethos.
Okay.
But anyways, some of the people, like the designers.
Yeah.
Recently, I've been like super hyped on Andy Jenkins' stuff. You know, I've always been really, really stoked on his stuff. God, who else? Mark Oblow?
Mobla.
Mobs. Just there's been a lot of people, especially that have kind of been around me in Quicksilver. Scott Klum at Morrow back in the days. Randy Naborakawa was a graphic guy for Quick for a while. There's just like a certain kind of style I like, and it's kind of more multimedia stuff.
Well, last week, remember I was telling you somebody was complimenting you on your graphic art, and I said it was Dwayne Carter.
Uh-huh.
It was Dan Carter.
Okay.
And he's an Englishman, and this is Dan Carter.
Wait. Dude, I've just listened to the Monday Mass. Who's your friend Dwayne? I'm your friend Dan. Well,
what a
we're
dick.
Not really friends in real life. Although I did once have a dream that we were, you know, never mind.
That's Dan Carter, not Dwayne Carter. Dwayne Carter is also a graphic artist, but Dan Carter is the one complimenting you. He had a dream about me.
Cool.
So
thanks, Home Slice.
Got to the bottom of that. Thank you. Adam Itzart also asked if what are my influences music-wise?
Music-wise.
What are your influences that led you into music? I'm wearing a Sonic Youth right now, so I'm going to say Sonic Youth was a big one for me.
Didn't you just drop a new album?
I have many songs out now on Spotify.
But didn't, not you. But
me?
Kim Gordon.
Kim Gordon.
She just dropped a new album on, like,
yes.
I think on Friday.
Yes, and it's so good. So she's got a song out right now. It's called Sketch Artist, and it's just a trip, and I love it. You want a little taste? I'll give you a taste.
Do I have a choice?
It's trippy music. It's incredible. Yes, and you're right. Kim Gordon's...
She's still rad.
No Home record is out. Dropped October 11th.
My friend Goose got a new tattoo.
And she won't mind if I tell you. She likes to wear green underwear.
Guess who was skating at the Poots Park today in the bowl?
Who?
Guess who? Chris Livingston. You know who that is?
Oh.
Street Super Pro. Double kick flips.
Yes.
Madonna's the truck. Everything to truck. Everything to tail.
And what was his famous graphic?
Chris Livingston's graphic?
Yeah. He had one, I think.
Oh, the Led Zeppelin one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
House is the Holy.
Yep. Yeah. Todd, I think that was a podcast. We didn't
Holy
get a lot of questions.
Shit.
We didn't
that
get
was,
a lot of questions
no,
this week.
No, it's better that
it was
way.
A pretty good podcast.
It was a good one.
It was all right. Last all week right. It was better.
What's what? Are you...
What? Oh, also.
Do we have anything to look forward to?
We got a bunch of free Olo clips.
Oh
Todd.
Yeah, Olo clips. If you
we got a bunch of free Olo clips.
A free Olo clip.
Yeah, I got three, and then I got another three, and
that's
so we're gonna
sick.
Use
we're gonna
some of
you,
them, we're and
gonna
we're gonna give some of them away.
Okay.
And we don't know how. Just
if you
DM
guys
us.
Can figure out a way for
okay.
us to give these to you.
Best question. And this is totally unofficial. Like, they're not a sponsor. They just gave us these clips out of good faith.
Yeah.
And so best question next week gets a free Olo clip of our choosing.
We're
going to
start giving lots of stuff away.
We're going to do a K2 snowboards giveaway coming up.
I'm going to give some outerwear away. Quicksilver.
I'm not giving you my outer known pants, if that's what you're asking, Todd.
We're cutting those into
Daisy, on my body.
Daisy Dukes when you
Thanks, Kelly.
Next 5 minutes.
Slater.
Let's get him on the phone next week.
His number is area code 619.
I'll get it from Shelby.
867-5309.
I'll get it from Shelby.
I can't believe I'm giving out Kelly Slater's number on our podcast. This is crazy. Hey, I got a show coming up October 31st at the Belly Up. This is the greatest Halloween party ever in the history of Halloween parties. I've been doing it for 15 years, so I know a thing or two about Halloween parties. It's called Halloween Heat with Bella Lux Dance Crew at the Belly Up October 31st. Tickets are on sale now. Todd, you got any plugs personal? And with that,
go buy yourself a Nixon Star Wars dork, and because I am the Stormtrooper voice on it. And,
he's a dork.
See you guys next week.
It'll be next week's podcast is going to be better.
Why is
tighter?
This one's good.
Good?
I rode my bike down here.
I seen you. I seen you on your townie.
I seen that. Okay, good night.